So, what did we discover last week? We discovered in the case that a regular case, somebody's renting apartments and he wants to break his rental agreement halfway through the year. He can't. So what he's going to do? He has to find a replacement. If you find a replacement, then I'll let you go, says the owner, Reuben. So he finds a replacement. A replacement renter to take his place. So, instead of making a contract to the end of his own rental, which is another 8 months, the new renter comes in and signs a new agreement to have a rental for now a year and a half. The question is asked, is the renter which got himself out of the pickle entitled to agent fees from the new renter and the owner of the apartment? I found you somebody to rent your apartment longer than my rental period. I gave you a benefit, so I'm claiming agent fees from you. And you, the new renter, for sure I did you a benefit, I'm also claiming agent fees from you. So we concluded through a very intense discussion in the shiur last week that if all you're doing is subletting, then, which is not the case we're talking about, but if you're just subletting, that means I'm still the renter and I'm renting on, then of course you're not entitled to the agent fees because you're so to speak the owner. In such a case you're not entitled. But if you're now released from your contract and you put somebody else in as now the new renter, then from the new renter, for sure you're entitled to have agent fees, according to halacha. You did him a benefit. He was looking for apartments, you gave him an apartment. Ah, you benefited yourself at the same time. That doesn't mean you're not entitled to agent fees. But the discussion, which we're now going to analyze this week, is he entitled to agent fees from the owner of the apartment? What does the owner claim? Why should the owner of the apartment be any different from the new renter? Now you tell me, why is there slightly a difference between the owner and the new renter?
It's clear.
So what should be the difference? For the new renter, for sure. For the owner, we've got more of a shiner. Why is it more of a shiner?
Because he's doing him a favor that he let him off the hook.
He's doing him a favor, correct. But what's the status still say that he's entitled for agent fees? Because at the end of the day, I've also done you benefits. What's the benefit I've done?
Extra year, extra time.
What's the owner going to claim? The owner's going to claim.
An existing tenant who extends his lease, you don't get an agency for it.
Don't get agencies? No, but it's not existing tenants. I brought a new one in.
But the new one is replacing you to finish up your lease. So once that first year of lease, you're not entitled to an agency anyway. Once it's already there for part of the first year, it's now an extension of an existing tenant.
That's if it's replacement or...
So let me say like this. If somebody says, I've got an apartment up for rent, not now, in a year's time, can you find me a renter? And I do. Are you entitled to agent fees?
Of course.
Yeah. So here, I gave you an apartment. I gave you a renter who's not only renting for my lease, he's renting for beyond my lease. So I gave you a renter, even without being asked, I gave you a benefit.
Didn't we say last week, though, that he would say he could have got it on his own? And he would say, I could have got that on my own.
So that's the deterrent of this week. That's the discussion we're discussing this week. We're discussing whether, what does he claim? He says, yes, you're claiming for the rest of the 8 months. So I'm saying, for sure I don't have to pay any agent's fees, because I already had you in the bag. I already had a renter for the next 8 months. You didn't give me any benefit. What's the benefit? After your rent finishes, then you're getting me a renter for the next 7 months. Yeah? tithe, so you're claiming you benefited me for those extra 7 weeks. So I'm tithing, the owner's tithing, Reuven's tithing. That, you didn't benefit me. What benefit? I would have been able to find the rental without you. Is that a claim when we're talking about agent fees? That's the Shiloh we're analyzing this week. He's saying, yes, you gave me a benefit, but it's a benefit which I didn't need, because I would have got it in any case. Yes. So now we're going to... So in order to analyze this Shaila, we're going to discuss the Dintero, which comes up quite common in business. An agent phones up somebody who's selling, he sees somebody sell his house. What, how does he see it? It's advertised. I'm selling Reuven, let's say, call him Reuven again. Reuven is selling his house, advertised, and he says, no agent fees in part of his adverts to entice buyers. So, of course, the first people to phone up such an advert is the agent. Yeah, I've got another property. There's more agents than properties often. So when there's a property out there, so the agent phones up the owner and says, I've got a potential buyer for you. Yeah, who are you? I'm an agent. Well, I'm not interested in agents. I want to sell this without agents. I don't want, if you bring any buyers, I don't want to pay any agent fees. Make it, you understand? Do you understand? So he says, I understand. Okay. So he says, I understand.
Is it understand or I agree?
And aside, are you going to charge me rental? Yeah, let's take it even, agent fees. Let's take it even further. I won't charge you agent fees. I understand that you don't want to charge, I won't charge you agent fees. Okay? Very good. After that conversation, he puts down the phone and he goes in front of two witnesses and says, you should know, I'm going to do a service for Reuven over here. I'm going to provide him a benefit which is worth money. I've said to him, I'm not going to charge him. I'm going to charge him. I'm not intending to do this for free at all. Yes?
What does walking and standing in front of two witnesses do?
Well, it makes him into a Russia.
Come on, what weight does that carry?
Yeah. Now, standing in front of two witnesses is necessary in the case where he said clearly, I'm not going to charge you. And if he didn't say clearly, we'll also have a discussion. Yeah? Where he needs that.
That is power, that carries weight?
We'll see.
What's that called? Yeah.
That's called halachically being Mosa Mozar. So he goes and finds, brings in his customer, gets the customer to agree. They sign a contract, and the day they sign the contract, he says, agent fees. I said, what do you mean? You agreed not to pay agent fees. Yeah. You think anyone does anything for free in life? I'm charging you agent fees. So now they're in business.
Agreement.
Yeah. Now we're in business. So what's the halacha, before we analyze this prat of agreement, what's the halacha that I say to you? Yes, you can bring to me customers, but you should know I'm not going to pay for that benefit. Does that have any weight in the halacha?
Sure, it's a tonight.
It's a tonight? Okay.
And you agree to it.
So...
Does he deny that he
agrees. There's no arguments on the facts. I'm interested in having you to bring me customers. Bring me somebody who's going to buy my apartments. But I'm not going to pay for your agent fees. Do you understand? I don't want to pay agent fees. You say, I understand. Okay. So, or even more than that. Yeah. Let us analyze the shadow. So the Shulchan Aruch, if you look at Maror Mokum number 1, in Siman Pei Tes, says like this. There's a halacha. When there's a dispute between employer and employee, what type of dispute? Where I paid the wages. The employer says, I paid the wage. The employer says, I haven't been paid. What's the halacha say? In such a case, who does Beis Din believe? There's a special takana that says since the Balabais doesn't know, he's very torrid, he's very often busy, so they made a takana, look takana, that the worker is always believed as long as he makes a shvum. He makes a shvum, I haven't been paid, then he gets his money. Special takana. Takana is a Mishnah. Takana is a Mishnah. Says the Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara over there, in Shavuos, but mad to the moment, when do we have this Shavua that the worker can be believed by making a Shavua? That's only Kishyesh Eitim Sesachu V'Shiyosu Im Malach. You have witnesses that he was hired and that he did the work. Avim Lo Hayu Shom Shnei Eitim, but if there's no witnesses to the fact that he was employed, since the Balabais can actually just turn around, the employer can just really turn around and say, who are you? I never employed you. Yeah. You've got no witnesses to prove that point. He could say that. Ne'eman lomer, so therefore he's believed to say, Sachaticha, I did employ you. Not on the Sachar, but I already paid you.
That would be only regarding a normal employee, because a normal employee, there's an assumption that he hasn't been working, he hasn't been doing his job.
If he's got a contract and we know, fine.
That would be regarding like a foil who's hired to do it.
No, contractor, yeah. So therefore, since he could deny there was any relationship, he's also believed to say there was a relationship, but I paid you. And then in that case, he was hit the halacha, he's believed. Ask the Pnei Yeshua. I don't understand. Loma Sorech Eitim Sesochu. Why do you need witnesses that he was hired? The Hakibin Sha'osim Alocha, Sorech Neshalim. Even if he wasn't, even if there's no witnesses that he was hired. Let's say there's witnesses that saw him do the work. But there's no witnesses that there was ever an agreement. Okay, we have no witnesses that there's any agreement. But we got witnesses that saw him do the work. What's the halacha if somebody does work even if he wasn't employed? Does he get paid?
Yes, but there's no deadline to pay. There's no time to pay.
Doesn't matter.
It's a different rate.
Doesn't matter. Says the Pnei Yeshua, if we got witnesses that saw him do the work, even though we don't know whether there's agreements, he still has to get paid.
He doesn't get paid the same.
Doesn't get paid the same, but he still gets paid.
Well, that's why you need to show it.
Do you say the Balabai says believed?
He's believed that he doesn't have to pay him as a schar. He's just has to pay him
the Shulchan Aruch says he's believed and he doesn't have to pay him at all. What do you mean you don't have to pay him at all? I've got witnesses that saw him do the work. Okay, I've got witnesses that saw the employment contract. But I've got witnesses that saw him do the work. So if there's witnesses to the work, should also be good enough. Because they're sure there's a payment that's due. How can the Balabais then say, I don't owe you any money? Because
maybe the Machara doesn't hold you, extend your in the Sotsdeir to fool us.
If so, then the Gorn is the problem, because the Gorn is saying the Shulchan Aruch does hold such a thing.
The Gorn says Shulchan Aruch.
Yes! He's going in the Shulchan Aruch.
It's the Kashan the Gorn.
Okay. So, that the Pnei Yeshua as a question. So, the Achronim wants to bring a riot from here.
He doesn't
give an answer.
He doesn't give an answer.
No. He leaves Sochian.
Really?
Yeah. The Maharibal wants to bring a riot from here. That's even if you got witnesses that saw him do the work, but you haven't got witnesses that saw the employment deal. Still, the Balabais can claim, I don't owe you money. How can you do that? We got witnesses he saw do work. Because the Balabais can turn around and say, yes, he wanted to do work, and I told him, if you're going to do work, I'm not going to pay. And if you say such a statement, you're not mechuyev to pay in such a case.
Nobody will believe
him. So that's mamish like our case. We see from here that if the Balabai said clearly, first, before the worker comes down and says, the worker says, look, I want to work for you. I want to give you a benefit. And the employee says, look, if you want, gesundheit, go ahead. But you should know, I'm not paying anything for it. And the worker goes and gives it to him, and he gives him a benefit. still we see from this halacha, Rabbi Yehuda says from this shulchan aruch, we see that, okay, you got a benefit, but you don't have to pay, because I warned you at first. Except the warning. I did employ you.
Why do I need a
I'm not interested in paying your fees. If you want to give me benefits, fine, do it for free. That's what he says to the agent. So also in this, if you want to work for me, says the shulchan aruch, fine, work for me, but I'm not going to pay for you. That's my agreement. If you want to do it, it's under your own risk. And he does. And the halacha says, you don't have to pay, because you only have to pay if we have witnesses who saw an employment deal that said you actually agreed to pay.
Here is it. He doesn't need to pay, because it's after the fact. He did the work already. There was nothing said beforehand. So because he possibly could have such a tie, or he could have made such an agreement, go ahead, do the work, I'm not going to pay you. That's fine. That's why he's not going to pay. In the case of the agent, the guy was clearly stated, I'm not going to pay you. So that was part of it beforehand.
Yeah, and this is how the Rabbi learns the case. He said beforehand, go and do the work, but if you go and do the work, I'm not going to pay. Even if you do the work, even without witnesses said you do the work, there's still a scenario that says you still don't have to pay. Must be that if there's an agreement that you do the work without payments, it must be halakhically true that you don't pay.
Why do I need a riot for that? What's the havamina?
Okay. Soon you'll fall off your chair. Now, says the Ksos that there's no riot. Now, whoever's Lach Shmuos over here should be able to answer like the Ksos says, there's no riot from here. No riot from here. I even gave you a clue when I was introducing the case over here of the Shulchan Aruch. Why is there no riot from here?
Based on the Takana,
yes. What's Peshat? Why is no riot from here? Because what's the halacha normally when there's an argument? You owe me money and I say I don't. No proofs. No witnesses, no nothing. What's the halacha normally? You don't pay. There's a special takana when you have an argument between a worker and an employer that the Mishnah made a takana that the worker is believed if he makes a shuva. That's a special takana. Says that concerns that takana only applies if there's an employment deal. If there's actual contracts, a witness who witnesses a contract, then there's a worker-employer relationship. Worker-employer relationship, you have this takana. But if there's no employment deal, and all you're doing is coming on your own task to do work, I didn't employ you, you were looking. What are you doing? Are you a worker of mine when you do work? What are you? What's my relationship to you? If I don't employ you, just come into my house and do work. What's my relationship to you? I'm your work, you're my worker.
You're in the subsidy. You're in the subsidy.
Yeah, what's that in relationship? It's not a worker. The reason why I would pay you is not because of a worker. The reason I pay you is because you gave me a benefit.
What does he do with the Pnei Yeshua's kasha?
So he says, therefore, the takana was only true between an employer and employee. If the relationship is employer-employee, then the takana, then the worker makes it sure and takes the money. But if there's witnesses on only the work, but not that there's an agreement, then what does the employer can turn around and say, yes? He came into my field and he did the work, but I didn't hire him. And since I didn't hire him, he's not my employee. He's not my employee. There's no takana. Then I, the Balabas, can now make a shur like every machlokas and say, I make the shur that I already paid him and therefore I don't owe him money because I believe. Because, like every machlokas, you owe me money, I say, I don't owe you money. No proof. So whose belief? The one who says, I don't owe you money. Like, go back to the regular halacha.
Wait, by your desafsadeo, I can make a shur that I paid you already?
Yes.
Why?
Because you're not my employee.
So what?
Like this?
No, it's midaraisa halacha. Nothing to do with takana.
Let's say
you owe me money.
Yeah, that's it.
We established you owe me money. There's no question you owe me money.
Okay.
Now you have
let's
to
say we go a simple case. Yeah. I smashed up your car. Yes. Everyone agrees to smash up the car. It's your own money.
That's come, well, okay.
Yeah, come to base and say, look, he owes me money for smashing the car. And the answer is, yes, I owe him money, but I paid. What's our locker? No proof. What's our locker?
Sure assesses.
Sure. Like he's been leaked with a sure assesses. So here also, yes, you went to my field. You're not my employee. You went to my field. You gave me benefits. I owed you money and I paid you. You said, no, you didn't. Who's been leaked? Me, I paid you, with a sure. That's what we say in Shulchan Aruch. We got no raya from here that there's such a halacha that says that if you want to do work, you can do work, but I'm not going to pay you. We got no raya that that halacha exists at this stage that says you don't have to pay. Yeah. So the raya falls away. The way that Sos answers it. So let's try and bring a proof from an Aruch HaShulchan. Amar LeShlucha. Somebody says to his Shliach, Serve Asoch and Ipolim, you know, I want you to go hire me workers. Begin Muftin Norim. Hire me workers, $3 an hour. Golach Hashiach Vesoch and Ba'aba. So what did the agent do? Clever agent. He went and hired workers at $4 an hour. If the deal which the agent made with his workers says, I'm hiring you $4 an hour and you get your payment for me. If that's how he spoke, then he has to pay the $4 an hour. Not the owner. He has to pay because he said, come to me. I'm the boss. And then he can only compensate himself $3 an hour from the boss, because that's what the boss said. I want you to do. You did something silly. You damaged yourself. And he therefore loses $1 an hour for every worker, for every hour, from his pocket. You may say, why? Why does he lose? Okay. But he had workers for $4. The going rate is $4. The work was $4. So why doesn't the boss have to pay $4? Okay, he wanted $3. But it's an imagination of his mind. It doesn't exist in the show. $3 an hour. So why does this agent have to pay $4 and not the boss? The boss, at the end of the day, had got $4 an hour worth of work. Why does he not have to pay the $4? Normally, if you give work for somebody, even without agreement, you have to pay. So here, why doesn't the boss have to pay? That's only Shlosh Sivur. That's only when he didn't ask him to do the work, and he does the work, then you have to pay. Avol in Sivur b'feirus, but if you said to him clearly, Ein Rotzin Shitasili, I don't want to do work for me, unless for $3 an hour, and he wants to know, and then he does it, Shalom Chay, you don't have to pay him at all. I warned you at the beginning. When do I have to pay you for benefits? That's only if you went in without any agreement, no discussion beforehand, you gave me a benefit, I took it, then I have to pay. So, workers went in, $4 an hour, you have to pay the $4 an hour, no agreement. But if I said, Killy, yes, I want you to come in, but only at $3 an hour, and you go in and work, and then you say, well, I gave you $4 an hour worth of work, so pay me the $4. What do you mean? I agreed beforehand, only to pay you $3. You can't, even though you gave me $4, but that was the agreement, $3. I only have to pay you $3. If you make agreements at the beginning, you only have to pay you what according to the agreement. So, we got a riot. That, if nothing is spoken, and the agent brings a client, then of course he's entitled to agent. But he says clearly to the agent beforehand, bring me that as a client. But you should know, if you bring me a client, I'm not going to pay any agent fees. That's my condition for you to work by me. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. Bring me workers for $3 an hour. If you're going to bring me with $4 an hour, I'm not going to pay only $3 an hour. Halacha is, you're going to pay $3 an hour. So also, you're going to bring me agents, customers, you're not going to get paid at all. Goraya,
But Rav Shulman's case is paying something. Here he's talking about paying nothing.
So what's the difference? $3 is also the abnormal. It's not the going market. It's not the halal. It's still nothing. What's the difference? It's a difference in Hadoshim. Is it a difference in Svara? A difference in Hadoshim and a difference in Svara? Okay. So what's the reasoning why this is not a good raya? Why is this not a good raya? Why is this not a good raya from this Aruch HaShulchan?
Is there a difference between not paying at all and paying free?
No, you just said that, no.
Is it because it was Shlia?
It's a factor, but it's not the spot, not the logic, not necessary. The work is always an agent. Agent's also a type of source. So the way you're saying, I would say the logic would be forgets, yes? When he doesn't have a direct relationship, you still don't have to pay the going rate. Yeah? The course game, when you have a direct relationship, yeah, you shouldn't pay the going rate. You made a special, a specific deal there. Okay. So the logic's like this. So, it's like this. There's a pre-tzvua. There's a pre-tzvua. A very, very early achron. He's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in the Piskei Tshuvas. In the Siman, very samachtanit over there. Okay, I'm not going to read them inside because it's a long tshuva. I'm going to tell you his shaila and what he paskens. And then you tell me which case is it related to. Is it related to the Aruch HaShulchan or to this? The case he was discussing was like this. There was a big fire that broke out and it was burning down all the Yidim's houses. And people wanted to save their possessions. So, Reuven, whose house is burning down, he went to some goyim and said, I want to hire you to go into the house which is on fire and to recover. I've got 5 boxes over there. I'll pay you $5 each box. Every box you take out, I'll give you $5. That's $25 I'm going to give you. Here's $25. So he gave the guy $25. They went into the house and Reuven realized that he made a mistake. That 2 has already been recovered and they only brought out 3. So now he's overpaid them. He asked them to do 5 boxes. They only took 3 out because there's only 3 because already 2 had already been taken out. So Reuven went to Shimon and said, Shimon, your house is on fire as well. You've got also 2 boxes in your house. I'm going to send workers, these workers, I already paid them, I'm going to send it to you, they're going to recover those 2 boxes, and you're going to reimburse me for those 2 boxes. Yeah, $10. Each box $5. Yeah. So Shimon says, I'm not going to pay. I'm not going to pay. You can do it. I'm not going to pay. So Reuven sent the goyim in any case. They recovered the 2 boxes and now they're in an intera. Does Shimon have to pay for those 2 boxes or not have to pay for those 2 boxes? Shimon said, I told him beforehand, do this work for me and I won't pay. You can pay. You can do it. I'm not going to pay.
Isn't there a din that if you save from a fire then you could keep it like
That's only if it's not really by derech teva to be able to save it. But we see that the situation is that you could save it. The goyim would go in and they could save it. They could save it. It's not something which is derechless. So it's not heaven.
In Shabbos, there's the... Oh, because...
Yeah. so, they come to the Brit Shvua for this din Torah. Reuven says, I gave him what? And Shimon says, I told him, do me the work, fine, but I'm not going to pay. So the Brit Shvua paskins, you don't have to pay. Oh, sorry. No. Brit Shvua paskins, that you do have to pay. You do have to pay. Sorry, that's the opposite. The Brit Shvua paskins that you do have to pay the $10. What do you mean? I told him beforehand. I'm not going to pay for the work you provided. Says the Brit Shvua, there's no such thing. He provided the work, you pay.
Is that like Zenya Nevis and Zenya Nevis and Hasera?
It wasn't Hasera.
Well, you're getting free work, you're Nevis.
How was it?
Hasera guy?
It was already paid.
Why is there no such thing? Even our Marshal Kassel Batory could be Marshal.
I gave you work. You said you're going to pay. I gave you a benefit, you have. You did.
But the Kanai is Dochi even at Baratora. I can master Masha Gosha Torah before the Dini Mamadis.
All the master Masha Gosha Torah is when I'm doing a Kenyan, a Falos, but not when I'm saying, okay, I hear, I didn't agree. No. I did not, Reuven says, I did not agree. Shimon said words, do the work, but if you do the work, I'm not going to pay. Reuven said, I'm not going to say anything. I'm keeping quiet. I'm just going to do the work. I didn't agree. Agreement at tonight
is
when there's an agreement.
Alright.
So okay,
we're
before
not
we
talking
get back
about on, he agreed.
Didn't agree. So now, what's the difference between the Aruch HaShulchan's case where we say, do the work and you don't have to pay, and the Brit Shvua's case where it says, do the work, you know I'm not going to pay, and you still do the work, and then you do have to pay? What's the difference between the Aruch HaShulchan's case where you don't have to pay because I warned you at the beginning, and the Brit Shvua's case where you do have to pay even though you warned him? What's the difference?
The Rosh Hashanah case did have an agreement.
No, it didn't.
An agreement for three.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
There's no agreement.
There's no agreement.
In the case of the Shulchan, the Jews got the option to renegotiate. In the case of the fire, he hasn't got the option to renegotiate. He doesn't say what's gone.
Ah, Eric. Eric, very good. Let's hear the wisdom, speak out the words of wisdom from Eric. It's like this. The Aruch HaShulchan, and it's even Mukhach with the next few lines which I purposely missed out in order to test you. And he speaks it out clearly, if you can look in the sermon, it says, Aruch HaShulchan's coming with a claim that you don't have to pay, not because of the agreement beforehand. I warned you that you're going to pay. I don't want to pay. Do the work. I'm not going to pay. I warned you. It's not because of that. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, he's coming afterwards and saying, you want me to pay? I don't mind taking the work if I don't have to pay. But you want me to pay? I don't want the work. Take your work back. It's not worth anything to me, the work. A work, this type of work which I have to pay, I wouldn't have done the work in the first place.
But that's always a time of our lives. That's always a time of our lives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We don't accept.
We do. You see?
You do?
Yes.
Say I didn't want the trees, I don't want the paper.
Yes, yes. I don't want it. So what's that Aruch HaShulchan saying? The reason you don't have to pay is because he's saying, you didn't give me anything. This type of thing that you're giving me is not worth it. Take it away. I don't interest in the whole thing. Masha ain't getting in the Brit Shvua's case. There you can't tie her. Well, I don't want it. Everyone can see, your house is on fire. Your valuable possessions are going up. And they're not going to be saved. If they're not saved, you're going to lose lots of money. And then you're saying afterwards, I would have never paid for someone to save my $100,000 worth of whiskies. What do you mean?
It depends how much it was in the box.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you mean? You don't make sense. You just lost $20,000, $100,000, and you're not willing to pay $10 to save that $100,000. It's not true! It doesn't make sense what you're saying. Of course you would pay. And whenever you get a benefit, which for sure you would have done, then it doesn't help to make it a statement beforehand that says, I'm not going to pay.
So why did he say, I'm not going to pay you?
He doesn't want to pay. He wants
yeah,
to get
but he's not going to say the stuff if he doesn't pay.
He wants to get a free deal.
No, but what's his harm mean if he's getting a free deal? You don't pay me, I'm not going to take
it. Yeah, it's called bargaining. That's what we do very well over here. Yes?
Whoever doesn't sweat the most wins the deal.
Yes?
Why? Reuven isn't getting anything out of it. There's no bargaining.
Reuven wants to do the job and yeah, have a claim afterwards, as that's what he did. And he won the case, Reuven. And
so
Shimon...
That's what he's thinking when he's doing it.
Yes!
And Shimon?
And Shimon wants to get out. He thought the agreement works with once. You know, a warning works. It doesn't. We see from this halakhah. In summary, we see from the halakhah before we relate back to our case. We see from this halakhah. You tell me beforehand. Do the work, but I'm not going to pay. And then you do the work. Then it's... And I come with a claim. There's no such claim that says, oh, I want you! There's no such thing! We don't look at your warning. What do we look at? A claim of only one thing. Did you give him a benefit, or you did not give him a benefit? If you gave him a benefit, then you have to pay. If you didn't give him a benefit, you don't have to pay. What's a claim of you didn't give him a benefit is that if you're going to charge me, it's not worth me this benefit! It's only worth this benefit if you don't charge me. This benefit is only worth it's not. If you're going to charge, it's not benefit. I don't want the benefit.
It's not the orchestra.
That's the orchestra for this time.
He doesn't say it's not worth it to me.
Yeah, that's what I said. I left out two lines afterwards. Purpose. The next two lines. So now let's relate it back to our case. This case of... agent phones up and he says... I got a client for you, a buyer. He said, don't you read? No agent fees. You can bring your buyer, but I'm not going to pay agent fees. Yeah. Okay. Now he brings it. Make a deal. And now he's making his claim. Is he entitled to those agent fees, or is he not entitled to agent fees? Is it like the Aruch HaShulchan's case, where he's not entitled? Or is it like the pre-tumus case, where he is entitled? Is it like the fire case?
Even the pre-tumus case, there was no agreement. He never agreed to do it for free.
Okay, but we'll get to that stage. At the moment, we're saying you can bring your buyer, and I will not pay agent fees. You understand? I understand. That's what we're talking about.
It's like the Oracle Shulchan's case.
Is it like the Oracle Shulchan's case? Is it like the case of the Pritzvah where he does get it? Which
like case
is it like?
The case of the Oracle Shulchan, but the Pritzvah...
How would the Pritzvah, also if he doesn't do it, he can get someone else. He
right.
doesn't lose it
exactly.
completely.
I'll get another agent to do it for free.
Huh? Okay. Okay. But this is not always.
What? No, nobody does that in the real estate market.
So, how do we do it? How do we ask in such case? Which category does it fit in over here? The Aruch HaShulchan's case is a case of work. What type of work? They improved something, built something, they put trees in. The Aruch HaShulchan speaks out afterwards. Look, if you want me to pay the extra dollar, okay, I'm not interested. Take it away. Come in to my house. Dismantle what you gave me. I don't want this work if I'm going to have to pay the $4. Okay? That's a proof.
When we come
that's a proof. He said it's not worth it. What? The $4.
When we covered Jerry the stuff today, we said that you can't do that.
You can't
tell him to go take it back.
Yes, he can. If he warns him beforehand, he can. It's not the case of warning beforehand. The case of the
warning. Oh, it's only if you warn
yes,
him beforehand?
Yes, part of the warning. Now, that's when you can dismantle it. Can you dismantle the case of agents?
Sure you can.
How can you dismantle the case of the agent?
They say the deal goes, don't go through with the deal.
They signed a contract. What do you want him to do?
Break the contract.
rip up the contract. Can you easily rip up a contract?
I didn't say it was easy. You can't rip. It's not easy to rip electricity out of the wall either. He has to pay all the damages. He has to take care of it. He did it. He has to take care of cleaning up the mess. But it can be done.
No, I come to you and say, as an agent to the buyer, please, can you break the contract? The buyer's going to listen. They're going to listen. Yeah. So it's something which we can't test. It's not like the Oracle Shulchan case where we can test it. Test it! If he says rip it out, which can be ripped out, okay, that means he's serious. He doesn't want to pay. But here, this guy's a joker. This guy's a joker when he says, you know, take your customer away. I don't want this buyer. Take it away. And I don't want to pay agent fees. If you want me to pay agent fees, then I don't want the buyer in the first place. Well, how can we test that you're realistic? You expect him to be able to take the buyer away? You can't take the buyer away. You signed the contract.
Your Chashukim case is for labor, not for tangible property.
No, it's probably the labor is adding things to the property.
But it's the labor he's paying for, not the tangible
whole
property.
Yes, that we see that the whole world.
The whole world. Them are only getting paid for the labor.
No. What's the benefit by the Oracle Shulchan?
That's a different story. The Oracle Shulchan.
You don't understand. The Oracle Shulchan's case is that the guy is employing people not just to give them wages, employing them to do something to his property. Yeah?
That's what happens, it's labor he's doing.
Sure, but he's saying to him, I'm not interested in your labor for $4. Take away what you did.
You can't take away the labor.
Take away the house that you built.
I didn't build the house.
Yes, you did. You're the labor guy.
The labor was when I gave you the tree. I'm giving you the tree.
Yes.
You can tell me, take away the
tree. What benefit you're giving me? Guys, which I have to pay. Yeah? That's what you're saying. That's not true.
I don't have to give you benefit. You offered to pay me for a job. You offered to pay me to sit here and write poems all day.
For $3. And we're asking
you're
about
not getting
the
anything. You have to pay me.
And the severe is not on the $3, which I agree. The severe is on that the $4 for the actual job which you did. And I'd say take away that
for
job.
For the labor, not for
the job, the improve the work of the job which you did to my house. And I'd say take away that job. I don't want it if it's $4.
How are they supposed to take away the job?
Come into the house and rip it up.
But I had perfect materials here. You're going to ruin all the materials.
Fine, that's my problem. I never agreed to this. It's like coming in with my...
How are they going to undo it? What are they going to do?
Rip it out.
But then I'm going to be left with unusable bricks.
Rip out. Who? You the worker?
The owner.
No. You have to replace it into original thing.
You have to go buy out the signer of the contract, provide him money to buy him out of the contract.
No, that doesn't help.
The same thing.
No.
Why not?
No.
Why not?
Just rip it up. It's not the same.
Rip it up and buy him out of the contract.
The buyer just won't listen to you. The buyer won't rate the contract.
If the price is high enough, he'll listen to anybody.
Not being realistic.
He will.
Okay, so what do you do in this scenario where he puts you to test? He puts the base to the test and he says, this work is not worth it if I have to pay. And the type of work which we actually can't rectify. He's stuck with the work. You can't test it. So what do you do? How does Basin relate to that? So the question was asked in the Chazon Ish. And it comes up, famous case already discussed at the beginning of all our shirim, 2 years ago. Not the Kaplanim. It was a simple case. Somebody went away for a holiday. In the meantime, somebody was looking for work. He was in the holiday period, it's very slow work. So, what did he do? He broke into somebody's house, not to steal, but to paint it. He painted somebody's house while they were on holiday. Yeah? Remember that case? And he came back though and said, well, hey, what's going on? You broke into my house. Yeah. He left a note. How did he know? He left a note and says, painted your house, bill is 3,000 shekels. Yeah. So the owner came back and hey, broke the house. Yes, broken my house. Yes, I broke the house. You owe me 3,000 shekels. I painted your house. That went basically. The owner says, I'm not interested in this paint. The guy says, I painted this house. I learned that Yomi Yerut to Tok Sodish Asavesh Nobushus Manote Lonus. You give him a benefit, he has to pay. I went to this house. I painted his house. He got a benefit out of me. He has to pay. So the Balabas, I don't want that house to be painted. I'm not interested in it being painted. I don't get if I have to have painted the house. I don't want to pay. So what do you do? So this is a chazanish. Shvach di eshela hasik amus seven. Type of benefits you can't remove. Light paint, you can't remove it. Ikatoli benuchuse shabalim. You have to see if the balim really wants it or don't want it. If there's some sort of actions he implies that he likes it, then it didn't like a sure and sure, then he's saying b'di'evet he likes it, he has to pay. V'nichus day rak b'di'evet k'v'havi k'sure l'etze. If it's like a killer b'di'evet, he has to pay. V'vai b'ai son she nedaka v'en rutsa b'zeh. And if the b'alabai says, I don't want it, Badovasovic Benay by Stin, and Basin don't know whether he wants it or not. Nishba Hesus to the Nichle Mifta. Then the Balabais has to make a shvur, and then he's bottom.
Why does he have to make a shvur?
Because we don't know whether he's joking or not joking when he says he doesn't want it. We can't test it. Well, can't test the waters.
No, what is that based on the Chiv and Shvur? Who's a Gemara?
Because it's a Chiv or Kofa Vakon. You owe me money, I said I don't. Like every. Sure.
No, it's not a Chiyuv Kofer Bakoli. Yeah. I'm not finding. I don't.
You owe me money. I said I don't owe you money. Why don't I owe you money? Because I get the benefits. I say I gave you benefits. It's a timer. You owe me money. You don't owe me. Every timer where I said you owe me money, you make a shiur.
Why can't the paint be removed? Why can't the paint be removed?
Copy them. It ruins because it ruins this place.
Oh, it's the same thing with the bricks. Yeah. Same with the bricks in the Aruch HaShulchan. It ruins all the materials that you're doing.
Not the materials. The actual house.
But the ruins trick, all the things that you
say. He does want the house sold. He just doesn't want to pay the fee for it. The Baal Bais does want the house sold. He just doesn't want to pay the fee for it. They can't make a shvua, I don't want this house sold.
I don't want this side to hold to this Reuven guy if I have to pay agent fees. That's what he's claiming. To make a shvua.
That's different than saying I don't
do
like
we make shvuas nowadays? No. Do we make shvuas? So what's the halacha when there's a chiyah shvua and we don't do shvuas nowadays? You know what the halacha is?
Right.
If it's a shur deraisa, you have to pay a half. If it's a shur derabbanan, then you pay a third. A third of the pay.
We don't make shurs today?
Don't make shurs today. People don't mafsik shurs, we don't allow shurs to be taken.
So how do we use a heteriska? How do you use a heteriska?
You can. So you can make a shul. Whether you can do it at the base of the heteriska, not to do it.
No, but
the heteriska
calls for a shul and base then.
It doesn't have to.
You really can't make the shul.
It doesn't require a shul and base then. It doesn't say.
Yeah.
No shul heteriska.
It requires aidin for the principal and a shul for the interest.
Yeah, sure. For two witnesses. He has to pay a third in such a case. He would have to pay a third. Now, that's not the bottom line. When it comes to agent fees, there's a way of basin testing the water to see whether he had a benefit or not having a benefit. How can we, if there's any reply in the dover to either side, then we'll be able to make higher water bottom.
They can check the market.
Yeah. Ah, we check the market. There's lots of things we look at. How long has it been on the market up to now? What type of area is it? Is there because for that type of property in that area? It was not.
And are comparable sales for less
is
money?
Is the type of price he's asking realistic for this type of area? If it's all these are negative, then what do you mean you didn't get a benefit from this guy? No one would have bought it only for an agent who's going to charge you.
Why? It could have been agent that wasn't.
No agent will give you a benefit without charging you because they know that you're in a pickle.
That's not true. The agent will charge the buyer.
No. Not if it's a Zvina. There's something called a Zvina Khalifa, and which is a very sought after sale, and it's called something opposite.
So what if it's a normal price?
A normal price, then we'll be back in the pickle. But if we see from these indicators that it's a type of property that needs an agent to sell it, then we would have agent fees in such a case. If we see that it was a very shy to be able to sell this property even without getting agent fees as he advertised selling the property without agents, then we would have. if it's something misubik, even after all these indicators, then we're falling back on the chazanish suck, and we make the shuos hesis, and therefore the gefet.
It doesn't make sense, because if the guy himself made a tanai, I don't want agent correcting the agencies, he obviously feels it can't be sold without an agent.
No.
Or he wouldn't be doing that.
No. You are two, and they're non in people. Two people put money into lotteries. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Two people put money into Forex.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the percentage of people who put money into Forex and making money? Do you know?
I don't know, but in his head...
I'll tell you the percentage. 80% of the people who put money into Forex lose. Okay?
But,
yeah? But people do it. Millions! Why? Because they have a dream in their heads. They just see the dollar bag at the end. They don't see any of the logic behind it.
If the agent,
so therefore, what you claimed is absolutely no basis in halacha for us to relate.
Well, wait, what's going
on? You have a dream in your head. You have a dream in your head.
But it's my head that counts.
Fine, but
yours.
It's not realistic. At the end of the day, the halacha is. No, the halacha is. No, the halacha is. We don't care what you say. If you've got a benefit... that you need it and you want.
Say, but we care what you think.
No, don't care what you think either. If you've got benefits which you took and you need it, and the only way of getting that is pay, you have to pay.
And if the agent says I agree?
Nah.
This is agents phone out.
The agent said I do. The agent said I agree.
He said I understand.
If he says, so all this is if he says I understand.
What's the difference between I understand and agree?
I understand, that's what you want.
It's the same thing.
No, I understand, that's what you want.
It's the same thing. I understand means I agree.
I understand, that's what you want.
In Lashon B'nei Adam, I understand means I agree.
I understand.
No, I'm sorry.
If he says, I agree not to charge you.
I could say, I agree, it's snowing outside. That's what I meant.
If he says, okay. If he says, okay.
Okay,
okay. Okay, as I agree or okay, as I understand.
If he says I agree not to charge you, then the onus of proof is not foolproof, Max. But the onus of proof then goes on much more. If we don't have indicators, there wouldn't be even insurance.
The onus of proof that what?
That's he didn't get it.
What's the difference? If he agrees, it should stop there.
Because there's an extra factor. Extra factor, without the witnesses. If he says, I agree, and then he claims that I didn't really agree, we don't believe him.
We don't believe who?
We don't believe the agent, if he said, I agree, afterwards, that he didn't really agree.
Even with the two agents?
No.
Even with the two agents?
No, we're not talking about that.
No, stuff. Forget about that. Where the agent says, I agree, I'm not going to charge you. It shouldn't matter how hard it is to sell that property at that point.
Why?
Because he agreed. That's the deal.
We can make a deal.
You change your mind. You can't do that. Once
I changed my mind.
Once you make an agreement, you can't change your mind.
Now, what's the verbal agreement? And then I change it. I can change the verbal agreement.
Why?
I can't. Sir.
Because we agreed. That was the agreement.
Yeah, I changed my mind. I write it down and sign, in order to mevatel it, like it says in every contract, you have to make another written agreement. But if it's verbal, the osur dibur mevatel dibur.
Without your
even
agreement?
Even if it's not...
Even if it's shlichim, gittim. Yeah, you know that.
So let's say I agree to sell you... Hold on a second. Let's say I agree to sell you a diamond ring that's worth $100,000 for $10,000.
Yes.
Okay?
So now you've made you pick it up.
Hold on a second. Yes. You didn't pick it up.
Yes.
As I'm sliding it on the table to you, I mentioned to my friends here, you know, I changed my mind, I'm doing it for $100,000, and then you pick it up. So you have to pay me $100,000 for that ring?
That we'll have to discuss that another time, but it's not so possible.
To me, it's very partial. I just don't understand why this one is.
Maybe you can claim it back. Okay.
Claim what?
So, to summarize, no such thing, halakhically, saying, I'm not going to pay for benefits if you actually get that benefit. A claim which is, I didn't get the benefits because it's not benefit for me if I have to pay. That is acceptable, but we need proof to such factors.
Does he get a
Mishapara? In such a case. Yes.
Yes.
Not Mishapara, no. But something similar.
Really?
So, in order Benin, if you want to have agents without paying them, make sure you have a contract between them beforehand before they bring them.
Not a contract, a signed contract.
A signed contract.
That says you can't change it. What okay. if he says, I changed my mind about signing the contract that says I can't change my mind?
See you next week.
I'm going to bring somebody without
In the case of the Kazanish, why isn't that Chote Nisker? Because he broke it.